Good morning, everybody. I am Pastor Keith, coming to you from the top of a very foggy hill somewhere near Chatfield. Kind of a rough night. Couldn't really sleep much. Toss, turn. A lot of things going through my head, and I thought, you know what? Just need to visit about a few things that are going through my head. I've noticed here in the last few weeks, so many people are so busy with their lives. Granted, the holidays are here, and they're running to and fro, and thing is, it really doesn't end. The world occupies their time, and I've heard, yep, got to get to church more. Yep, got to get the kids to church, and yep, need to start praying. I need to get a relationship going with God. Yeah, well, yeah, you do. The world's full of interruptions and things that pull you away from God. Knew a guy here the other day who had a check he had to get to the bank, and he was so busy with errands and run here, run there, run there, and he finally get to the bank. They close up at 5, and he got to the bank around 10 after, and he's like, well, but I got to get this check in. Well, they said, you know what, we're closed and we're not going to open up. Isn't that the same kind of way with our own spiritual life? Someday there's going to come a day when we got to answer for it. Does not Luke 13 verse 25 tell us? When once the master of the house has risen up and shut the door, and you begin to stand outside and knock at the door saying, Lord, Lord, open up for us. And he'll answer and say, I don't know you and from where you're from. You know, we got to give a little time to God. A part-time relationship just sometimes doesn't cut it. Oh, yeah, I'll pray later. Oh, yeah, well, I'll think about God and maybe get in the church here in a few days or in a few weeks. What if your life is called upon you now? Then what? So many, many people will miss the boat on good intentions. They want to get to know God, but yet they're too busy with this world to take the time to actually do that. And yeah, someday you're going to have to answer for it. He wants a relationship with you now, not just at the last minute or after it's too late. I urge you now to give your lives to Christ. Pick up the book, dust it off, and dive into the Gospels. Anywhere in the Bible, God can and will talk to you before it's too late. Folks, look around at this world. Times are changing fast. I beg you, take action now and don't be on the outside looking in when the gates are shut. This is important. I do this because I love you. Please give it some thought. And this is a little something to think on and something to chew on. We'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.